Aircraft designers normally ensure that the aircraft will be stable with regard to pitch. A pilot can affect the longitudinal stability of an airplane by allowing the center of gravity to move forward or aft. And if the center of gravity is forward or aft of its specified limits through improper loading procedures, one of the undesirable characteristics might be either excessive lateral stability or the inability to recover from a stalled condition. If the CG is loaded aft of its aft limit, that would make the aircraft inherently unstable, and it would limit its ability to recover from a stalled condition. Whereas if the CG were too far forward, the aircraft would be extremely stable. The undesirable effect would be the inability to raise the nose during landing. The location of the center of gravity with respect to the center of lift determines the longitudinal stability of the airplane. An airplane will be less stable at all airspeeds if it's loaded to the most aft CG. An advantage of an airplane said to be inherently stable is that it requires less effort to control. Unless you have a T-tail airplane, changes in the pitch can also be experienced with changes in power setting. When power is reduced, there's a corresponding reduction in the downwash on the tail, which results in the nose pitching down or the tail rising. This, of course, is rotation about the lateral axis.